I don't know how long it had been since these neighbors had even talked to each other. I think it had been about 2 years, maybe. And it started over the dumbest thing. It was just that stray cat. I mean, one of them thought it was theirs, and then it went over to the other porch there across the little field, the valley there. And the other farmer took it in. Each of them thought it was their cat. Every time they'd start talking, they'd start arguing about it. And then they just quit talking. So that when the traveler came through looking for work, one farmer said, "Well, yeah. You say you're a carpenter? I got some work for you. You see that house across this field here? That's my damn neighbor. You see this little ditch here in the middle? Oh, he calls that the creek. He dug that with his plow. He went up on the hill and changed the way the spring comes down. The creek. It's got a little trickle running through there. Well, if he's going to try to divide us up with that thing, I'd just as soon finish the job. I want a fence all the way across. I don't even want to have to look at him. Can you do that?" And this carpenter said, "Well, yeah, I could do that. I would need a whole lot more wood, but I could get started with what you got in the shed there. You'd have to go into town." And by the time this farmer comes back, driving up that rutted road in his old truck full of that lumber, he looks out into that field where his new fence ought to be. And that carpenter has built a bridge out of his wood onto his land. And here comes his neighbor walking across his bridge onto his land, hand outstretched, big old stupid smile on his face, coming right up to his truck. And his neighbor says, you're a brave man. I didn't think you'd want to hear the sound of my voice again. I just feel like such a damn fool. Can you forgive me?" And this farmer finds himself saying, "Ah, hell, I knew that was your cat." And he looks over and the carpenter's walking away. He says, Hey, I got some more work for you if you, what? Carpenter says, "You'll be fine. I'm needed elsewhere. I want to sing you a song about a man who was surprised. Thought he had figured out all that he believed in, and suddenly his beliefs kind of came alive on him.